Welcome. This transformational telecast is intended to illuminate graceful pathways to mastery that are in divine alignment and divine timing with the path and purpose of each listener. Now, throughout each telecast, you'll be offered opportunities to utilize the premier enlightenment tool of this century and to embrace advanced concepts that will surely assist you to accelerate your evolution to higher consciousness exponentially. You can learn more about this method by visiting our website at www.serenityvibrationhealing.com. Hello and welcome to the Serenity Vibration Healing Telecast. The topic today is healing broken relationships. Now in this telecast, we're going to dig deep. We're going to be using advanced clearing mechanisms to heal broken relationships and lay foundations for a new paradigm of acceptance and neutrality. We're going to do this by releasing the energy of past transgressions. Now this is going to allow you to redefine your relationships and move forward with these beings at whatever level of familiarity you choose after the clearing, based on your conscious choice to further the associations or just let them go. To reach this level of clarity, it's important for us to also release the impressions we have of these beings based on their past identities so that we can see if they really are the reality of who they are right now. Hi there. My name is Jill Marie, and I'm founder of the Serenity Vibration Healing and Enlightenment Technique. And I'm excited to offer you this great opportunity for clearing. You know, you'll be able to access this telecast in a lot of ways. You can get a copy of it on CD. You can access it through iTunes, or you can get it through our Serenity Vibration website, www.serenityvibrationhealing.com. And you can download that and listen to it. You can burn copies, share it with your friends. You can also access it through a phone retrieval system. Before we begin, let's all connect at the heart now. No matter what time anyone is listening to this telecast, let's ask the Creator to infuse each of us with divine light so that we are all, in truth, listening to it together, connecting at the heart, connecting at the soul, so that we are all one, moving through this release of brokenness. We ask that the Creator infuse us with divine light, and that all masters and angels of light that are working with each of us in our soul's progression to lightness also step forward and assist us. And we thank you in advance, Creator, for all of the blessings that we will receive today. We also thank you for the advanced clearing mechanisms that will free us to be able to look upon blessed beings that are in our life with great neutrality, be able to open our hearts and just love, to release all negativity and density that's anchoring and supporting realities that are no more. Now, in our last telecast, we were working on relationships as well. We're going after embedded formatting that laid the foundations for our relationships in this lifetime. So I definitely encourage you to go back and access that specific telecast. As a matter of fact, the more times you listen to any of these telecasts, the deeper the clearings go. So if you'd like to make copies of them and listen to them as you're driving and do the clearings, or just put them aside and every once in a while you get a feeling that you want to do the clearings, jump right in, because these telecasts are designed to keep giving. Now let's roll back through life. Consciously, I'd like you to think of every single relationship that you've ever had with an individual that's either stagnant, blocked, stopped, or that has held you in a place that's blocked you from really trusting and loving in that particular relationship or others that have been attracted into your life. Now, this can be relationships with your parents. This can be relationships with siblings, bank tellers. This can be relationships that you have with the Creator, as well as with any other being, including animals. So I want you to go back and I want you to kind of think about these individuals. And I'd like you to make a list of them. Now, by making a list of these individuals, what's going to happen is you're going to be able to really think about what requires healing with each of these individuals. Now, I'm very excited about this opportunity because you're going to be able to do this telecast more than once. And if you're using an iPod or accessing this from our website, you can actually press pause right now and you can make your list and then click it back on. So I think there's really great value in that. And I hope that everyone listening makes an opportunity to sign up for iTunes iPod so that automatically you'll be able to get the telecasts. Now, When you've got your list completed, what we're going to do is I'm going to have you look back at those individuals, because you've got your list and you've got these individuals, the things that are really bugging you about these the relationships with these individuals. Now, if it's a personal relationship or with someone that is, say, a love relationship, even if you are no in any relationship right now, we want to work on those ones that are in the past as well. So look back on those, and what I'd like you to do is think about how you feel about that person today. I don't care if that person is on this planet alive, or if they've made their transition, they're with other partners, you never go to that bank anymore. Think about how you feel about that person right now. You know, a lot of times we're in a relationship with someone, and they could be our best friend, or they could be our lover, or they could even be someone that we're working with. And we've got so much, you've heard of the saying, you have a lot of water under the bridge. Well, I want you to know that that water under the bridge is what we're after right now. Because individuals many times are judged or held in a placement where they've totally moved beyond it, but we won't let them. And the reason we won't let them is because there's so much energy attached to that old paradigm. Now, if you were with someone that was very, very negative, that person is so negative, every time you're around them, they want to talk about something really, really gruesome or horrible, or they wanted to ruminate about something that's very negative. It almost is like painful just to even be in their presence. And I'm just describing all of this. So that individual, throughout the years, perhaps evolves away from that negativity. Matter of fact, you've talked to them and they've made a choice. They're going to stop being negative. But 6 months down the line or a year down the line, you're still expecting them to be negative. As a matter of fact, you might even still talk about how negative they are. You say, oh my gosh, he's so negative. As a matter of fact, if even one thing comes out of that girl or guy's mouth, oh my God, you wouldn't even believe what they did. It's almost like it takes a tiny little grain of sand to kick up a whole new set of excuses and reasons why we can or can no really, really give them the respect and honor that they justly deserve as humans on this world evolving. So when we pigeonhole them and we hold them in a space where they are no allowed to show us how magnificent they are, then actually we're limiting ourselves as well. Because we're blocking ourselves from being able to see how magnificent they can be. Now, this can happen with children, too. We can see our kids as they were. We can see that maybe they lied all the time, so you can't trust a thing coming out of their mouth, let's say. They went through those terrible teens, they call it, and they lied and they cheated and they stole, and now they're 27 years old or 35 years old, and gee, you're still expecting them to lie, cheat, and steal, and maybe they do. But what if we release all of the energy that's aligned with them lying, cheating, and stealing, and we start expecting them to always be honorable? That's what we're after here. We're also after all of our impressions of the people that are in our lives. Now, if you go to the grocery store, and every time that you go in there, the teller, there's this one teller, and you hope like heck you don't get her. Now, this is, once again, everything in this telecast is just describing if it's negative, because I choose to no give energy to any negative paradigms. But let's say you go in there and it's like, oh my gosh, it's a short line. Well, of course it's short. Nobody wants to be in that line. That person is nasty. And so you get in that line, and every time you expect the person to be nasty, and you get through the line, and sure enough, that person is nasty. What if you change your whole idea about that, how that person is? What if you expect that they're going to have a happy day? You know, you might actually, without realizing it, be holding back that wonderful smile that you give everybody else, that one that would melt that checker's heart and really make their day. And maybe that individual has been waiting for that smile. And also, maybe they're only negative because they're fulfilling the reality that you expect. So now is our time to take everybody that we have a negative thought about and put their name down. Everybody that we expect to be a certain way. Now, the same thing goes with bank tellers and that we were just talking about. You know, sometimes we can go into a bank. Now, let's say we went into a bank and we wanted to do business and the person was snippy with us. So every time we went in there, we expected that person to be snippy, or we were teaching them a lesson, let's say, in the old paradigm as we a lot of times used to do. We'd go in there and we'd show them. Well, I'll tell you, we might even write a letter about them, maybe get them fired. And so every time we see that person, they know you're the one that wrote the letter, or they know that they have said something that was unkind to you, or they were unkind and rushed you through, or whatever the occurrence was at the bank. I'm just making all this stuff up as I go, just as examples. And so you're going through, and every time they see you, you give them that scornful look. And of course, what are they supposed to do? They're looking right back at you and expecting you to be looking at them scornfully. So what if you go in and you don't hold back that beautiful smile, and you expect that person to smile back? You know, it's funny. Sometimes people are kind of on guard a little bit after they've been expected to be a certain way for a while. But you know, continued efforts to smile and give them incredible love, just spread such incredible love and acceptance and neutrality, will continue to uplift them and continue to have them expect you to come in smiling. The funny thing is that when we fix ourselves, when we change ourselves and our perceptions and beliefs, that's when everything else changes. It changes because we let it happen. And that's the beauty. That's the beautiful, beautiful gift that the Creator gives us, because all of us are love. Every one of us is made from Creator's love. So now if we start looking at everyone that they're as if they're Creator's love, what in the world are we going to be expecting from love? We're going to be expecting them to be exactly what they are. Now, the best way to do that is to let go of the past. And as we've talked about in other teleconferences, it's the best thing to live in the now. If we live in the now and we choose that everything that comes out of our creation thoughts to be aligned with the now, never bringing anything negative from the past into our creations to define them by those old paradigms, we are literally going forward with this huge open heart and expectance of everything to be formed in a new way. So if every time we ever were open-hearted and explained certain things to our spouse or to our significant other or to a dear friend or a sister or a brother or a cousin or an uncle, or we expected someone to be a certain way, we went in and we spoke to them and we talked to them about something, and we let go of all of our perceptions and we let our hearts speak, the individuals will hear that. The key here is for you to have your list. And what we're going to do right now is a very deep, deep comprehensive clearing. Now, to begin, what we'll do is we'll ask the Creator to take that list of names that we have and roll back to the first seeds that were planted and the first foundations that were built upon that anchored and supported the imbalance that was fostered, which then became the breakup or the brokenness within a relationship, that where we lost our respect for that person or they lost their respect for us. Anything that was anchoring and supporting imbalance that took us to a level of experience that limited our neutrality and blocked us from being able to love each of these beings in a neutral manner that allowed us to be able to look at their choices and their experiences as individual to them, never judging ourselves and our value by their choices. So we want to have the Creator go back to every single one of those moments, any single time a seed was planted or a foundation was built upon, to clear away. Now, when I say clear away, we're using quantum level reprogramming, and the foundations of those tools are going to be in those spaces back in the past, re-scripting all the genes and genetic predispositions that are anchoring and supporting these imbalances, as well as going after anything that's anchoring and supporting the current reality that are aligned with our, what I like to call, our current life profiling. Okay? So what this is going to do is it's going to roll through the life looking for every single one of those times. Now, it might be that it started out very, very simply. It might be that you had a little bit of a tiff or a fight, And all of a sudden that relationship, you know, there were a lot of things that were said and, you know, there was some heartbreak or maybe as a parent we said things or a parent said something to you or there was any kind of experience where you were dishonored or you dishonored them. We want to have Creator go to every single one of those experiences. And we would like to ask for comprehensive clearing in those areas to clear away all that is blocking you in those moments from loving you, loving them, being neutral, and also aligning with your master self to be able to accept whatever level of relationship is open and available with those individuals. Now, it might be a work relationship, it might be a romantic relationship, as we mentioned before, or one between a parent and a child, or in a business setting. Whatever this is, it's still about love, isn't it? It's still about loving. This telecast is not about just love relationships and men and women or women and women and men and men. What this telecast is truly about is about open relationships with everyone and healing them. Now, if there's something that happened to you when you were a little child, let's have the Creator go back to those times. Let's go back to every single time that your body was dishonored or you dishonored your body. Let's go back to every single time that you accepted or expected to be dishonored. And let's go back also to every single time that you dishonored an individual because they expected to be dishonored or you expected them to have it be okay. That sometimes is the matrix within a relationship. And as we talked about in our last telecast, the relationships that we're living today were built on the foundations of what we were taught as children. And that's why last telecast is so very important, because new foundations are put in place. So here we are now. We're healing broken relationships, and we've got all these spots that are sitting in stasis back in the past where the Creator has healing and clearing sitting there waiting to commence. And let's add to that. Let's go back to every single time that we held on to old paradigms, old beliefs, old experiences, and redefined or defined a current reality based on those old limitations, rather than looking at the now. Whenever that now was, we wanted to go after the Creator to go after anything that's anchoring, supporting blocks to us, looking at the new information and seeing it as new and brand new in that moment. So we want the Creator to clear away anything that's anchoring and supporting the attraction, to draw that old reality in, to draw that image or that belief system that the beings or the experiences are always going to be the same just because that's the way they were back in the past. This is also going to open you up so blissfully to be able to look wide-eyed in wonder at new experiences that you're creating, because you're going to be able to clear away all this dead brush, so to speak. The dead brush that's getting drug into the formation of all your new creations. So this is very exciting. We're going to now go back to every single time that any occurrence with this individuals in your list ever defined for you how you are going to behave. Aha! It works both ways, doesn't it? And you want to know something? This is going to be so freeing. Because what we're going to do is we're going to have the Creator go back to each of those times. And every time we acted upon their belief that we were going to act a certain way, if it was limiting, we're going to have the Creator re-script for us. Everything is anchoring and supporting that we were listening to or picking up on and acting upon their limiting belief about us. And we're going to clear it away. We're going to have the Creator totally, completely re-script that. And throughout any exchange that we have during all those times that we've got these clearing potentials sitting in time and stasis, sitting there waiting for us to activate them, we're going to have the Creator initiate what's called an auto-clustering sequence. Now, an auto-clustering sequence is wonderful because that means that the Creator is re-scripting constantly throughout a specific space of time and re-scripting what is anchoring, supporting, allowing, or attracting imbalance during those times, because that's how we're going to define it. So we're going to have the Creator in every single one of these stopped moments in time where there is interaction that has the potential to foster or create our need and desire to embrace limiting formations with regard to others or ourselves, and that would also anchor and support any kind of a limiting belief system that would block us from seeing these incredible potentials that have always been there for us, always been there to be grasped. But if we are hanging on to the old paradigms, we wouldn't be able to see them. So we'd like an auto-clustering sequence to be constantly clearing away all that's blocking us from being able to see the higher ideal. Now it's time to view the screen. If you are not in a place right now where it would be convenient for you to view the screen and to activate this clearing, know that it can be implemented later. These time capsules are just floating out in the ethers until you call them to you. And so when the time comes, when you can, look at these screens. I'd like you just, at that time, to reenact what I'm going to be describing to you now. For those of you that are able to view the screen now, go ahead and close your eyes and imagine a screen before you. On that screen is all the comprehensive clearing tools and profiles that I have verbally described to you. Know that even if you see pitch black, that the Creator and a deep part of you can see the screen, can imagine it. And so just in this moment, ask the Creator if it is in divine alignment to have the Creator implement this clearing for you. And then you just wait for a sense or a knowing or a verbal yes or whatever is your confirmation. If you'd like to take more time for this, you may just set this aside and implement the clearing later. It will be the exact same clearing. But for those of you that have an answer to your question to the Creator, to activate this time capsule, all you need to do is say yes. And now that the time capsule has been activated, take a breath. Take a deep breath. We're not done. We're going to take this even deeper. I'd like you to look at your list again, or your mental list. And now think about all the times that someone's done you wrong. Think about all the times that you have allowed yourself to be dishonored. Now, the reason why I'm saying it that way is because nothing really happens without our accepting and allowing it. It might be that terrible things have occurred in your life. It might be that it happened when you were at such a young age that there's no way that you could have possibly have said, oh, yes, go ahead and throw me down some steps. I know of people who were thrown out of windows, literally infants, babies, young children that were just thrown out of windows by their siblings. And there's also been children that have had pillows put over their faces. There have been a lot of children that have been molested at very young ages. And we look upon that and we say, how in the world could we have chosen to allow that? The truth is that at some level there was some formatting which accepted and allowed that behavior, or it couldn't have happened. Although I must tell you that there are individuals on this world that are mentally dysfunctional. And those mentally dysfunctional individuals, no matter how much you clean up your life, you're still living with them in the past. And so the truth is that what we're doing now is we're cleaning up the past. Many of us have had experiences in our childhood that we would have never chosen for ourselves or for anyone else. Not consciously, of course. But by removing curses and wedges and all of the karma and the other imbalances that literally are there defining and attracting the allowing of some of these experiences, we literally close doors that attract or allow things to have occurred. In this way, we can even reformat things from now so that they never happened or that they happen in less severity. So here we are now. We're grown-ups. We're grown-ups and we're choosing our lives. We're claiming sovereignty in our lives. And we're claiming that we would like and are choosing relationships that are honoring. We'd like to heal the brokenness from our past. And we'd like to release all the energy from all these different experiences that were so dishonoring. I'd like to think back to high school and think back to kindergarten and grade school and middle school and even before kindergarten. I want you to look, just scan back through your childhood. If you remember nothing about your childhood, it doesn't matter. The truth is the Creator knows. And as in our last telecast, we learned our brain knows too. And our brain will go looking for things that we don't even remember. And that can be used as a great tool. So we want to send our mind back to all these experiences, every single one of them, that had the potential to limit our vision of what a divine ideal relationship would look like. Now this is an expansion of what we did last telecast. We want to look back to every single time we allowed ourselves to be dishonored, and we also want to look back at every single time we dishonored another being. And these sweeps are going to just sweep through our lives, constantly clearing away layer upon layer upon layer of brokenness that anchored support and attracted these events. And every time it sweeps through, because what we're going to be using right now is a tool called multiple clustering. We're also going to use infinity multiple clustering. Now, these are advanced tools that are going to continue the sweeps. So what they're going to do is they're going to keep sweeping through your life, taking off layer after layer after layer of triggers and anchors and supports that allowed and attracted relationship imbalance. And we also want to do a comprehensive clearing that goes after blocks to letting go. Letting go of our hurts. Letting go of our pain. And we want to clear, have the creator go back and find every single time that we've ever held on to imbalance because we weren't ready to let it go because we hadn't punished ourselves or somebody else enough yet. I want to go after anything that's anchoring and supporting the belief that if we let go of these pains or these blocks in relationships or these angers or these deep hates and rages and also these levels of contempt for ourselves and others, that we will make the mistake again. A fear of that, a fear that the only way to be safe is to hang on to that rage or to hang on to that anger. And also the belief that if we let it go, that they'll think they can do it again. Because the truth is, when we do rescripting, the Creator is the one that's implementing the reformatting. And the Creator is going to be clearing away everything that's anchoring and supporting the attraction of dishonor. And so when we release the energy of those previous dishonoring experiences, what happens is we no longer have the bullseye. We no longer are the individual that is selected to be beaten or dishonored. And when we release other individuals from our perceptions of how they're going to be, it also allows them to evolve and change. This is very important. If someone was to hit you every time you came home and you released everything that's anchoring and supporting, the acceptance and the allowing of that person to hit you when you walk in the door. Now that means releasing you expecting to be hit. Releasing everything within you that would allow you to be hit. The individual will likely no hit you anymore. But even more important, if they do, if you have everything within you that is anchoring and supporting the acceptance, the allowing of it, you will leave. You will dial 911. You will walk away from that relationship. This telecast is not about clearing up stuff so that you can stay in dishonoring relationships. This telecast is about clearing away the energy that expected and allowed it so that you can make a choice about relationships from a space of clarity that not only allows you to be able to see these individuals that are in your life that you have dishonored and have dishonored you in a light that allows them to move into a higher expectation for themselves, but also that you would allow it. Now, the Creator gave me some advice one time, several years back. And the Creator said, you know, you can experience and learn and expand to higher consciousness in the middle of a tornado, flying around in the drama and the trauma, or you can step into the center of the tornado. And you can stand in there and it appears to be calm. But at any moment, you could get sucked right back into the drama and trauma. Or you can step out of the tornado altogether. And as you walk into those blissful fields of wonder, in that peace, you can evolve even faster and in a graceful manner. And I took that advice very seriously, and I adopted it into my life. And I believe that if we allow ourselves to take the graceful, purposeful path, that we will also inspire others to join us. We don't have to leave our relationships to be able to be spiritual and evolve to higher consciousness. We can allow all of our relationships, whether it's with the lady at Starbucks that makes our mocha, or it's an individual that's our dear friend, a landlord, a person that we're in a personal relationship with, family, all of these individuals. We can allow ourselves to be honored and allow them to be honored as well. So now we've got some clearing loaded right now, but you know, I think we need to go after anything that's anchoring and supporting blocks to us defining for ourselves exactly what we expect in a relationship. How are we supposed to create a reality if we have no definition of it? So let's take a moment and let's choose to create a protocol that'll roll back through our life. And every time there was an imprint adopted by us that would support any kind of an attraction to relationships that are dishonoring, that the Creator will rescript all that anchored and supported that imprint, that template, I guess we'd say. And so what we'd like to do is sit back and think about what honoring relationships look like. And let's imagine these people on our list. And whether they've left our lives, they're going to leave our lives, they've died, they've moved on to the next level of their transition, whether you're never going to see them again or they're going to be home in 5 minutes. Let's choose that every day from this day forward, that we will look at every single being that comes into our lives with new eyes, that we will look upon them as if they were great masters that are evolving. These great masters, at whatever pace and whatever timing that is in alignment for their evolution to higher consciousness, that we look at that and we accept and honor it. We do not have to be in their lives in that phase of their evolution, or we can choose to embrace it and reflect a great love, honor, and illumination of, I guess, imprints of the graceful path that we hope that they'll follow. Let's also choose that as these individuals in our lives come and go, that we will always define every exchange that we have with them based on the new paradigm, the new reality, releasing all old alliances with belief systems about these people. It doesn't matter if the belief about them was 20 minutes ago or 20 years ago. Let's go after anything that is blocking us from being able to see them as new people. I know you would probably choose to have people define you as you are today rather than of yesterday. Of course you would, because every day you're evolving to higher and higher levels of consciousness. Your vibration and light quotient are rising exponentially. I choose to no be defined by who I was in high school. I choose to no be defined by who I was 5 years ago. Good gracious, I choose to be defined by who I am today. And today I'm love. And today I love everybody. And if I am a little bit frustrated about something, I choose that I will rescript, and everyone on this telecast, that we will use whatever tools are at our disposal to be able to immediately, or at our earliest convenience, discover what blocks us from being able to be in the moment defining the reality of ourselves and what we expect and allow, which will allow these individuals to blossom at their divine timing. What a wonderful gift. Let's choose that anything that would anchor and support blocks to what we just described will be rescripted, and that any seeds and foundations that are anchoring and supporting blocks to allowing that, the Creator will go back and find them and rescript them back in those moments, so that we can have a clear foundation to build upon. The beautiful thing is, whenever we have funny thoughts, now I'm not saying funny like ha-ha funny, I'm talking about thoughts that are less than loving. This is a direct indication that there is imbalance within us that is blocking us from having an open, expansive vision of what it is that we are creating, or what it is that is about to transpire, or whatever is the thought is defining. Because thoughts are fed by beliefs. Those beliefs can be founded in our current life formatting or in genetic belief systems. Wherever they come from, thoughts are things. Words are things. There are vibrations that carry creation energy that flow on every one of our thoughts and words. In knowing that, how can we possibly allow one single thought about another being or about ourselves or anything in our life from being positive, constructive, so that it can form for us the realities that of course we would desire? And so when there is a negative thought, don't look at it as a negative, oh gosh, horrible lemons everywhere. Think of it as, aha, there's something founding that thought. I'm going to make some lemonade, and I'm going to hunt that down, and I'm going to figure out why I would have such a thought. And in the end, I'm going to have that thought gone. I'm no going to give it power, and I'm no going to allow it to define my relationships and my realities. So let's have the Creator go back now on our clearing to go after everything within our relationships that allows impressions of these relationships and these individuals to be based on past identities, past experiences, so that we can see the reality of who they are right now. That way we can expect the positive. Now, if that is no what's being reflected in the experiences when we are choosing for the positive, then of course it's important for us to make changes, because it's very important for us to take ourselves out of harm's way, because we are no choosing harm. We cannot create for other beings, but we can clear away anything within ourselves that would attract, allow, or accept or expect that which would allow ourselves to be dishonored. And in that moment, a freedom will occur which will assist us to make decisions about our lives. Now, in a few moments, we're going to look back at our list again. But right now, what I'd like you to do is, if you're in a position to be able to look at the screen, go ahead and close your eyes and imagine the screen. Now, on that screen is the comprehensive clearing that we have talked about, that I have described for you. But in addition to that is a special clearing for you. Every individual on this telecast is receiving a specific clearing from the Creator that will assist in healing the broken relationships of your life. Each time that you listen to this telecast, you will receive a more progressive clearing. But right now, this clearing is designed to heal in the past and assist you to be able to look at that list, to be free of energy that would block you from being able to look at these individuals and see them with new eyes. This is a great gift from the Creator. So what I'd like you to do is now ask the Creator, if it is in divine alignment, to have the Creator implement this clearing for you. And when you receive an answer, I would like you to activate this time capsule with your word, yes. And after it's actuated, I'd like you to take a breath again. Take a deep breath. Just move your arms and your legs and just kind of shake it out. And then I'd like you to think about your list of individuals. I'd like you to think about them because from this moment forward, every time you do think about them, if there's any kind of imbalance that kicks in, automatically the Creator is going to be activating a clearing to continually clear away all that's blocking you from being able to think about that person in neutrality. See, we don't have to have people in our lives to be masters. If individuals are no ready to be in our lives and honor us, it's in divine alignment for us to allow them to experience their life free of us for a while. But if it is in divine alignment for this tremendous healing to occur and to have those individuals retained as close friendships or as love relationships or balanced and harmonious business relationships, however it plays out, then surely this clearing is going to assist, because the Creator can do anything. Now for your homework, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you, just before bed for the next 10 nights, to think the words sleep clearing. And then I would like you to make positive statements about these individuals that were on your list. I would like you to speak about your neutrality about these individuals. and speak positive thoughts about them, whether they were in your past or in your presence. And as you're speaking about them, I would like you to define your expecting of those relationships to always be balanced, harmonious, and graceful. And if you want to look back to those times in the past when those experiences were no honoring and no balanced and harmonious, you can state that they were. Your brain and mind will go sweeping back there, looking at it, and the brain and mind is going to say, what? That is no honoring, because you've defined what honoring relationships look like. And the last telecast, you received the imprints and the templates for divine ideal relationships. And so the brain is in total conflict with what you're saying, and the ego is going to have a field day. The ego is going to go after everything within you that is in opposition to the truth of what you're saying. What you're creating is a reality that it was perfect. Best part of all is that in the rescripting, it literally has the potential to create that you were honored. It can rewrite the past totally and leave these incredible foundations for relationships that are honoring. It doesn't mean that you need to stay with a person that's dishonoring. It doesn't mean that you need to leave the person. This is just cleaning up the energy. The beautiful part is that the ego program file will dig like a dog looking for a bone. He just digging through those genetics and current life files, looking for anything to support the reality that is in opposition to creating that new reality. Now, one of the things that the Creator implemented for you in the beautiful gift tonight that you've actuated in the time capsule is that if these relationships in the past that were anchored in brokenness were aligned to that brokenness through soul lineage or past life experiences, the Creator has implemented for you a divine and most glorious gift of rolling back to every single time an energetic attachment has linked in from those life experiences to create within you any kind of imbalance that would align with those energies of the past and seal off that attraction, seal off that connection to that past. And the reason why is because you're living in the now. This is the time that you're living in. This is the world you're creating, you. Not the whole rest of your soul lineage, not the other lives that you're living. This is about you and aligning with a divine ideal life with relationships that are honoring and a release of all imbalance that you've created for others and others have created in your life because you allowed it or attracted it or expected it. It's being healed so that you can have a foundation of a life that is literally designed as if you were groomed to be a master, an ascended master walking this world. It's the path of the ascended master. If you can imagine this incredible life where everything in your life was catered to in a way that you were taught, trained, mentored to be this incredible master, then imagine that for you. Imagine it and let yourself think about what that would look like. Because if you can imagine it, you can create it. And with your sleep clearing, you can go to bed and you can start saying, every relationship in my life has been magnificent. You know, I was mentored to be a great master. Every step that I have taken in my life has always been totally in alignment with the path and the purpose that I created with God, with the Creator for this lifetime. Every teacher, my parents, my siblings, my every mentor, even the people that were in my peer group, all saw what great mastery was laying within me. They saw it budded. They saw it seeded. They saw it fostered by their love. And they are seeing me now blossoming with that magnificence. I am love. Matter of fact, my entire life has been absolutely one beautiful experience of love and radiating love to every single being. And my favorite part about my relationships, the relationships that I've had with parents, teachers, mentors, every single person in my life, the thing I love the most is that I have released everything that blocks me from just totally loving everybody to the greatest depth, no matter whether they can love me at that same depth or not. As a matter of fact, I know I'm magnificent. I know that I'm pure love. I know God loves me, and I love me. I love me. I love me so much that I can let everybody love me at whatever level that they are able in every moment. And I release just like dropping a rope in a tug of war. I totally and completely release any energy, any vibration that blocks me from just looking at every single being and honoring whatever level of enlightenment they're receiving and choosing to blossom from in every moment. Yes. I love me. Now, if you did that every night, I wonder what your life would be like. Yahoo! Ugh! It would rewrite your life. The sleep clearing process is a gift to us, and the Creator has blessed us very richly tonight. I thank you for participating in this telecast, and I really am looking forward to the next topic, which we're going to be addressing on February 17th. Attracting your divine mate. This is going to be a very special telecast. You're going to receive insights and advanced clearing mechanisms that are going to be divinely inspired to assist you to attract your divine ideal mate by reformatting blocks to accepting, expecting, and allowing the love of your life to recognize you and for you to recognize them. You're going to set your ideals high. So to prepare for this session, please make a list of the attributes that you find attractive in a mate. You're going to use this list of characteristics to direct the energy of attraction to mates that fit your desires. Now, I'm kind of known to be a bit of a matchmaker, and this mechanism really does work. So please be mindful when you make your list, because likely you will get what you define. Now, if you already have a mate, listen in to expand your view of the ideal relationship so that you can add to the ingredients of your recipe for love. I want you to be thinking about what a divine ideal relationship looks like, everyone, because this is going to be a magnificent opportunity to recreate your reality. Now, on March 3rd, we've got another opportunity. This is the fourth in our relationship series, Enriching Your Current Love Relationship. Now, this is for individuals that are in a love relationship. But if you're no currently in a love relationship right now, you certainly are welcome to participate because likely you will be attracting a relationship that will be absolutely divinely inspired by the previous teleconference in its divine timing. March 3rd, 2007, the topic is Enriching Your Current Love Relationship. In this telecast, you will receive insights and advanced clearing mechanisms that will be divinely inspired to assist you and your partner to soar to new heights of intimacy and expression as you align with the mastery principles that support human-divine union and an open communication that can override the old paradigms that rigidly define the roles of partnership and intimacy. Now, if you're currently creating a relationship into your life, this is an important telecast for you as well. Most blessedly, the Creator will be bestowing upon each of us deep clearing. Deep clearing to clear away barriers that are blocking us from accepting and expecting the new image for love in this realm, the new image for divine ideal union. And the clearings are going to allow all of these barriers and blocks that have been anchored and supported in collective belief systems that are holding those old paradigms in place. We're going to release them. We're going to free ourselves from this bondage that has held us into those old realities that have blocked us from being able to be in oneness at such incredible depths that are beyond what we have known to ask for. To prepare for this transformational telecast, I suggest that you review those previous telecasts on relationships in this series. Until then, don't forget your homework. I suggest that you review the previous telecasts in this series. Make sure that you do all of your homework in preparation for this divine ideal opportunity to become closer and more in alignment with your beloved one. You have just been part of a transformational clearing and enlightenment telecast that was designed to offer you a unique opportunity to experience quantum level reprogramming, many of the concepts of the premier enlightenment tool of this century. If you'd like to learn more about this method, find a practitioner, or be trained to use these mastery tools for yourself, call our office at 208-938-2722 or log on to our website at www.serenityvibrationhealing.com. And while you're there, browse through our online store where you'll find the Chakra Alignment Mist, made in a base of Lourdes water with Egyptian essential oils, which I have found to have the highest vibration known on this planet, as well as a cosmic awareness blend that was channeled from the Creator to activate a dormant master gene that's ready to be activated on this world. This blend was co-created with over 100 angelic beings that were audibly singing the names of the Creator God and Goddess as the organic fair trade shea butter, jojoba, Lourdes water, and Egyptian oils emulsified. Now both of these products align the sacred energy body with the most glorious physical self that is evolving within its dual plane of existence. In our store, you'll find inspirational guided visualization CDs that will change your life, as well as harmonious instrumental music bearing the celestial tones that were channeled by Eloah through her harp, flute, singing bowls, keyboard, and the sounds of nature. All of these CDs have samples available, which will give you an ample opportunity to perceive the blessings that abound within these works. We're also very excited to include the celebrated works of Dwayne Briggs. His songs are both inspirational and heart-expanding. Please take a moment to listen to his divinely inspired vocals featured on our homepage and in the online store.
Many the ways all of us pray to one God. Many the paths winding the way to one God. Walk with me, sister. There were no strangers after his work was done for you.